أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل فلله الحجة البالغة ولو شاء لهداكم أجمعين. قل هلم شهداءكم الذين يشهدون أن الله حرم هذا فإن شهدوا فلا تشهد معهم ولا تتبع أهواء الذين كذبوا بآياتنا والذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وهم بربهم يعدلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 150 and 151 of Surah Al-An'am. In the last verse 149, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that the Quraysh of Makkah would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make a statement, a claim, that whatever we are doing, it is by the Mashiyat, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is an incorrect belief, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with the kufr of any individual. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that, and Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect proof, the conclusive evidence. The conclusive evidence and the perfect proof belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted each and every human being al-fitrah. And al-fitrah refers to the ability and the capacity of recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed in every heart. Whether it was the heart of Fir'aun, Qarun, Abu Jahl, each and every individual has the capacity of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. The second is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and in many instances, and especially in the instance of the Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent wahi, Allah ta'ala sent revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif was in their very own language, something that they would understand, something that they would be able to comprehend, something that they would find guidance and take them forward in life. It was they themselves that had not used that ability. They themselves had corrupted their minds with regards to the Quran. And then thirdly, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived in their midst, they had known him. There was possibly and probably not a single person would have not known or heard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would have not known or heard about the qualities, the characteristics, the honesty, the trustworthiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's conclusive evidence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's argument is conclusive. There is not a single person that would be able to stand tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and have an objection against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you had not done this or you had not done that, and that is why we had not gotten hidayah. Walau sha'a lahadakum ajma'in. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have given all of you hidayah. But then that was not in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul halumma shuhada'akum. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given us, the evidence is conclusive, the argument is conclusive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, from your side. Allah ta'ala is saying, say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring forward your shuhada, bring forward your witnesses. Alladhina yashhaduna anna Allah harrama hadha. Those witnesses that will be able to give evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this haram. In other words, all the things that you made haram, that Allah ta'ala had kept halal. And again, we can see that there is an extreme emphasis in these verses, that what Allah has kept halal, that will remain halal till the day of Qiyamah. No one can change it. Yes, there may be certain individuals that will want to practice abstinence, they will want to practice certain practices, but you cannot change the rule of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And on the other side, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, that will remain haram till the day of Qiyamah, and no one can say that it is halal, and no one can change the rule of Allah. So bring those witnesses that have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this haram. فَإِن شَهِدُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ. If perchance they can bring some evidence, they can bring some witness to the fore, and that witness will bear witness that this is from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your conviction, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has to be of such a nature that فَلَا تَشْهَدُوا مَعَهُمْ, فَلَا تَشْهَد مَعَهُمْ, that you will not bring, you will not stand as evidence with them, as witness with them, because you will be 100% convinced that this is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, conclusively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَى الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And do not follow the ahwa, do not follow the whims, the desires of those people who have denied our verses. And this is directly being addressed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It would have never been possible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have followed the desires of the disbelievers and those who denied the verses of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But this is for the ummah, and this is not only for the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is for our everyday life, that we will never follow those who denied the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way whatsoever. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. The second quality, and those who had not brought iman in the hereafter. How can we follow their desires? They do not have any directions in life. They do not have any objective in life. They have forgotten the akhirah. They do not believe in the akhirah. For them, this is the world, this is the life. And hence Allah Ta'ala says that we will not follow such individuals. وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. And those who have equated gods to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, they believe in gods that are equal to Allah Rabbul Izzat, do not follow their desires. There is that desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a believer is supposed to follow. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.